So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf brought two reasons for why a messenger bringing a get to Eretz Yisrael must say, Befanei Nechtav or Befanei Nechtam, Rabba says, Lefi She'ein Bekiyim Lishma, to ensure that it was written Lishma. Rabba says, Lefi She'ein Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimai, to ensure that the husband cannot challenge its authenticity at a future date. The Gemara there explained that the reason the testimony of the Shliach, who is merely one witness, is accepted, cannot be because of the principle of Eidach Nem Bisurin, as regarding ordinary prohibitions, one witness is believed, because here it is Ischazik Isura, this is a previously established prohibition of Eishas Ish, and a Devar Sheba'erva, this is a matter of marital status, and so should require two witnesses. Therefore, the Gemara explained according to Rabbah that one witness suffices to confirm that the get was written Lishma, because Roiv Bekinhein, most people are aware that a get must be Lishma, and midirais to the testimony of Befanei Nechtam is not required. It is only midirabbanan, v'hacham isham iguna akilu barabbanan. The Chacham were lenient and relied on Eid Echad. The Gemara now addresses the same question according to Rav's opinion. L'Rav le'bayitrei midid havakim ishtaris di'alma. We usually require two witnesses to verify a document's authenticity. The Gemara similarly explains that authenticating documents is not required at all midiraisa, because Amar Ish Lakish, Eidim Achasum Al Ashtar, Nasa Kemisha Nechgrei Dusim Ebezden. Signatures on a document do not require further verification, since as Rashi explains, Loi Chatzif Inish Lizyufei, most people do not have the audacity to forge documents. Rather, Rabbanan Hu De'atzrach, V'hachem Ishu Miguna Akilu B'Rabbanan. The requirement to verify the signatures is a special stringency enacted by the Chacham. Therefore, they were lenient and relied on one witness in order to avoid a situation where the woman will not locate two witnesses to verify and will be unable to remarry. The Gemara now questions its assumption that accepting a single witness is a leniency. Haikulahu, chumrahu. This might result in a stringency, because the imatrachas leitre lo osibal ma'aru pasale, chad osibal ma'aru pasale. When two witnesses testify, the husband cannot later challenge them. However, if only one witness testifies, the husband can still contest the get. The Gemara answers that since Befnei Kama Nois Nala Chadam and Befnei Beis Chadam and Befnei Gimel, he must declare Befnei Nechta publicly in the presence of either two or three individuals. Meikara Meidig Dayik Vlo Asila Rui Navshe. The messenger will be especially cautious and will only accept the get if he is sure it was written Lishma, and that the husband truly desires to divorce her and will not contest the get. Rashi adds, Ve'inami oyer ein neman, devadei dak b'milsa shaper. This assumption allows us to disregard the husband's subsequent challenge. The Gemara now addresses why each man d'amar rejects the other's reason. Rava my time lo amar karaba, because mikatani b'fonei nechtav l'shma. Rava argues that if we were concerned whether the get was written l'shma, we should require the messenger to state explicitly b'fonei nechtav l'shma. Clearly, we are only concerned with the document's authenticity. Rabbi responds, "Di mafshes le dibura osle megazia." If his statement is too lengthy, he may mistakenly omit the word lishma. Therefore, it is safer to have him say b'fanei nechtav, and we can then ask him if it was written lishma. However, he will not earn the statement b'fanei nechtav because chadam mitlaskoy is chadam mitarti lagoyes. He might omit one word out of three. However, he would not mistakenly omit one word out of two. The Gemara then turns to Rabbah's opinion. Rabbah my tamala mikarava, because nisni befanei nechtem besulai, befanei nechtem lamali. It should suffice to say befanei nechtem, thereby testifying about the signatures. Why does he need to testify about the writing as well? Clearly, we are concerned whether the document was written lishma. However, Rabbah responds, imkein asalich lufei bikim shtaris di alma beirechad. The additional statement b'fanei nechtav serves to differentiate this testimony from the usual process of validating documents where one witness does not suffice. The Gemara now asks, according to Rabbah, why require him to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav? It should suffice to say b'fanei nechtav, thereby testifying about lishma. Why does he need to testify about the signatures as well? Man haitana deboi ksiva lishma, boi chasim lishma. Apparently, we require the get to be both written and signed lishma, and therefore the messenger must testify to both. The Gemara tries to ascertain whether there is indeed such an opinion. This question depends on how we interpret the pasuk. V'chasav la sevek krisus. The Gemara now demonstrates that v'chasav, which must be done lishma, may refer to ksiva, the writing, which seems to be the opinion of Reb Meir in the later Mishnah, or chasima, the signing of the get, which seems to be the opinion of Reb Elazar in the later Mishnah, but apparently does not refer to both. Reb Meir says, "Ein kaisrin b'mechub l'karka. A get may not be written on something that is attached to the ground. Kasvay al mechub l'karka, tolshe chasma v'nasnu la kasher. If it was written on such an object, but was then detached before it was signed, the get is valid." Now, Rashi explains that this halacha is based on the requirement of a chasa v'nasn, that there should not be any necessary step, such as detaching the get, between the ksiva and the nesina. Since Reb Meir says that it is only vital that it be signed after it is detached, he clearly understands that the term chasa refers to chasima. Therefore, chasima bay, ksiva loy bay. The signatures must be lishma, but the writing does not require lishma. On the other hand, Reb Elazar only requires ksiva lishma, as we see from the following brisa. Gimel gittin b'sulin b'im nisses havlat kasher. There are three types of gittin that are invalid l'katchila only midrabanan. But by the avid, if they were used, children from a subsequent marriage are legitimate. Kasav b'ksav yadoi v'inu lav edim. If it is written in the husband's handwriting, but not signed by witnesses. Yesh lav edim v'im b'izman. It is signed but not dated. Yesh b'izman v'in boi ela eid achot. It is dated but only signed by one witness. However, Reb Elazar disagrees. The witnesses do not need to sign the get. Rather, as long as it was given in their presence, the get is valid. The witnesses only sign the get in case they will not be available later if the get is contested. Clearly, Reb Elazar holds that Bekasa refers only to the writing of the get. Therefore, Ksiva Bayi Chasima Loi Bayi. He only requires the writing to be lishma, however it does not need to be signed lishma. The Gemara in the next daf offers two tanoim who may be of the opinion that ksiva b'chasima lishma. Ki lebayi Reb Elazar chasima lishma, heichad deleka edim klal, heichad deleka edim bayi. Reb Elazar indeed does not require signatures, however if the witnesses do sign, it must be lishma, because maydi Reb Elazar b'mezuyiv mitoichei shu pasal. Reb Elazar agrees that forged signatures invalidate the get. Hamani Reb Yehudahi, who disagrees with Reb Meir regarding get b'mechuber. Reb Yehuda paisel achatei ksivasei b'chasimasei b'talish. Reb Yehuda maintains that the get must be written and signed after it is detached from the ground.